I'm back.
Yeah. Guess what? I got a lady with me in the studio, and she is the official main mommy.
We're both official mommies now.
We are official mommies.
I can't believe it.
We'll get into a whole bunch of that soon. Really quickly, I got to tell you, I will be in Denver, downtown Denver, at the Comedy Works, downtown Denver, January 13 through 16. It's coming up, and tickets move fast in Denver. So if you want to come to the show, please get your tickets now. Go to TomSegura.com. Flappers. Everyone asked me about Los Angeles. When you do Los Angeles shows, I'm doing four shows at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, January 22nd and January 23rd. So make sure you get those if you want to see me in L.A. Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, Shart Lake Titty, Utah. Shart Bake. Yeah.
Shart Bake.
That's Wise Guys.
That's silly.
February 5th and 6th. And I'm going back to the great city of Phoenix, sometimes known as Fartnix. I'm going there also in February, at the end of February, 26th and 27th. It's only four shows. So come to those shows, those tickets, standuplive.com. I'll get them on the website right quick, yo. So make sure you get those. All, like I said, TomSegura.com. A lot of cities coming up. I booked stand-up through the summer. A bunch of cities I haven't been to in a while, so it should be a good time. And, of course, my big announcement is that this Friday, January 8th, my special, my new special, Mostly Stories, begins streaming worldwide on Netflix. So please give that a look. The trailer is available now if you want to watch the trailer. I tweeted it out. I posted it on Facebook.
It's exciting, James. It's really neat. You've been doing all kinds of press for it, and yeah. I think it's going to be really huge.
I'm excited for it. What else, James? Anything else you want to throw out there?
Well, I'm tethered to our baby jeans for a few weeks here, but I'm making a triumphant return to stand-up at the Comedy Store. Finally, I will be returning January 16th, the 8 o'clock show on Saturday in Hollywood. So come see me there. Also, That's Deep Bro continues every week. Listen to that. That's DeepBroPodcast.com.
That's nice.
Oh, I'm so happy to be back, aren't you?
It's great to be back.
It was 200 pounds last time I was here.
You look fantastic.
A whole new woman. I'm in regular people clothes almost.
You shit off a lot of pounds already.
Already? It's only been 3 weeks.
I know. I got to have my baby. I got to do the same thing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jeans. Let's, it's been a while.
Oh, my God.
Ready to do this show? We now have a son. Our lives are different. Let's see if we've changed.
No, you need to go upstairs and get your pajamas on, and you're not leaving.
I was seriously about to do something with that girl, and then my phone and my pocket. I was like, fuck!
What are you going to do with her?
She was about to blow my dick.
Dude, get upstairs
fucking
now.
Close.
Get upstairs now.
I'm dead serious.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
What? Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
I take a picture of this. Hold on.
Oh my God. This Tell them what you're seeing right now. This
I'm
is embarrassing.
Looking at my wife. Look at me. That one. Look at me.
You dick.
Can I post this?
Yeah, it's horrifying.
I'm looking at her. We just started the show and
oh shit.
Her tits are leaking milk through her shirt.
I think just talking about our son makes me lactate.
Oh man.
God, we're back, Jeans. We're back. I'm back. I'm a person again.
You're a person again. I played a future clip of our son and you.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think that's how it's going to go in our house.
But she's about to blow my dick.
Yeah.
Get upstairs.
We've already been using the mom.
So how does it feel to be back here? I mean, I've been
so
coming
good.
In. I don't even know. I didn't, you know, I told you, but I've been coming in. I do our ads and I posted the episodes that we recorded before. We did,
sure.
I don't know, one or two together. We had Yoshi on one that people
that was crazy.
Always love.
That's crazy.
So I posted that one, but. This is your, you know, our baby is, today is 3 weeks old, and, you know, we threw him in a crate so that we could come here, and then he just, you know.
The dog.
We left him a phone, we said, call us if anything happens. And
but Fief's going to take care of him.
Yeah, Fief will watch him, so everything should be fine. But, you know, of course, also, I'm so sleep deprived as well that I don't remember things, but you probably in the last episode, you could hear my voice, I got a cold, and then it was just.
Oh, my God.
It's been a crazy few weeks, but. You're out of the house now.
I've been in the house for 3 weeks,
yeah.
Just breastfeeding an infant. I feel like, and for a while it felt normal. Like 2 days ago, I was like, this feels great. I'm in my pajamas. Like I had Stockholm syndrome where you start to think it's, you know, your captor is, you know, your friend.
Yeah. That's the baby. That's
the baby.
Your friend.
It's our newborn.
Like, it's not really a friend. It's a bad guy.
So well, we're all, you know, it's been a journey. It's,
yeah.
It's been a surreal 3 weeks, I think, for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
No one tells you, really.
No.
They do. They tell you it's hard, but that's not a word to describe it.
No, it's not.
It's,
yeah.
It's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things. It's complicated emotion. I mean, like, first of all, you know, I'm still waiting for the love. Like, everyone says you feel all this love for the baby. And
yeah, sure.
Just haven't felt it yet. But I'm sure that comes with time, you know.
It's 4 years. Well,
yeah.
I've already made an appointment to get my hair cut off. Get that mom cut.
You got to get that mom cut.
Yeah.
Low maintenance.
Too hard. I can't brush my hair every day.
Yeah, man. Speaking of brushing, you know what I haven't been brushing every day?
I know.
I think I understand dad mouth now. I think I understand.
Well, because here's the thing. I've been noticing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen you floss in a while.
Well, I flossed yesterday, and I flossed... I flossed, and then you asked me, have you been flossing? So I was like, you know, I just flossed, but if I'm being honest, have I been flossing a lot lately? No. And here's a couple other things. I think it's tied directly also to sleep deprivation.
Of course.
Because the other thing is, too, is like you might say, Tommy, and I go, yeah. You go, can you hold the baby? I need to do this. And it's like I just got up.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there with morning mouth, but I'm holding him. And I'm just, you know, trying to make him relax.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, half an hour has gone by. So my mouth is settling into morning mouth.
Oh, God.
So I'm brushing my teeth. I'm still brushing my teeth, but I'm doing it an hour after I normally would because the first thing I'm doing is holding him. So, yeah, I mean, I understand where dad mouth comes from. I think it's just... You know,
it's the beginning.
It's the beginning.
But here's the thing. If we acknowledge it.
Yeah,
now,
you got to address it. Yeah, you can address it.
We can cut it. We can nip it in the bud.
We have to.
Yeah, we have to.
I don't
to.
Want my mouth to just fall apart.
You can't.
No.
You can't.
No, you don't want to. You don't want that to happen.
So you saw the baby come out of me.
Yeah. That's not a dental update.
Can we talk about that? I mean, I feel like we've talked about it a little bit. I didn't plan on a natural birth. First of all, I had a C-section scheduled on Monday, the 14th of December.
Very controversial.
A lot of women had a lot of opinions. But I was supposed to have a C-section, and then I ended up going to labor at 2 a.m. that day. Ellis was like, no, bitch.
Yep.
I'm coming out of you. And I didn't want you to watch. We made a deal. I said, don't look at the business.
And to me, it wasn't a big deal to not to
see it,
to respect your you saying that. I think anybody, like your spouse says, I don't want you to do this. I go, okay.
Yeah.
And it was fine. I mean, some of the they were great at the hospital. There were a couple of fucking dopes though.
Couple.
And some of them were like, are you scared to look? Because they saw me not looking. And I go, no, she asked me not to look. And then they go, oh,
yeah.
Like, I'm like, fucking dumb bitch.
Well, we had like 50,000 nurses in the 3 or 4 days we were
there
at the
hospital. There was a shift change during Christina's labor.
They go, get ready to push. And I was like, great. Oh, hold on. We have a shift change. And all my nurses that I had been with.
But you'd been pushing for an hour. Yeah. Hour and change.
And then a whole new Filipino girls come in to push my legs up to my chest.
So what happened
was.
That was
crazy.
You were in there. You know, I'm holding one of your legs. And I'm pushing it up.
So crazy.
And I'm just, you know, encouraging you, and you're pushing, and it's going for a while. And then the doctor, I believe, goes, oh, you can see his head.
Yeah.
You're doing great. You can see his head.
Oh, my God.
And I go, what? And the doctor goes, look at her pussy right now.
Say pussy.
Yeah. She goes, look at her pussy.
Snatch.
Look at her pussy hole right now. And I go, oh, my God. And I could see the top of a head and hair coming out of your cooch.
Yeah.
And the doctor goes, Christina, just keep, you know, you're almost there. And that's when I was like, holy shit, you are almost there. And she goes, you know, you can't feel much, but I guarantee you that you're going to push this baby out of your pussy in a second.
Yeah, I had so many drugs. I opted for many drugs.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, by one point, she goes, he's almost there. Do you want to see it? Do you want a mirror? And I was like, no. Mm-hmm. I just screamed out.
Yeah.
Just let's go. Let's
the only
get
time
out of me.
After that I turned away was when I saw scissors come out. She started to put the scissors down there, and I went, don't want that image in my head.
Well, I got to tell you, there's nothing as daunting as taking that first post-episiotomy shit. I mean, I'm stitched up, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, the best part is when she sews me up, she goes, I hate to do this to you, but I need to give you a rectal exam. She goes, I got to make sure
by the way, you've just delivered.
I've just delivered. Yeah. She sewn me up. And she goes, I have to give you a rectal to make sure that you still have an anus. And I was like, yeah, no, I'd like an asshole, please.
Yeah.
I'd prefer an asshole.
I need to make sure you have separate holes.
And I'm just laying there like, yeah, of course. Who doesn't want two holes? But that first brown I made was really scary because you're like, I'm going to tear everything up. But it came out. It came out. And I just want everybody to know, and I know you guys are all wondering, how are your browns now?
Yeah.
Back to normal. Mm-hmm. I'm back to shit to shower.
Yep.
I'm back to never-ending wipes again.
Next stop, Brown Talk. Brown Talk coming up. You've been warned.
Yeah. So it's exciting. I'm back to mushy browns.
Mm-hmm.
My insides, my innards are settling. It's cool.
Yeah, I know you were really grinding some out for a while there.
It was tough.
Yeah.
It really fucks up. And I got a hemorrhoid, too, for the first time in my life. Now, you're familiar with hemorrhoids.
I'm not that familiar. I've had one, yes.
One?
I think so.
One.
Yeah, one time there was this, I was like, oh, man, it really itches. I don't get it. And then this guy was like, oh, it's probably a hemorrhoid.
It's not itch. It hurts.
Well, it can itch, though.
It can itch,
sometimes
too.
Sometimes they're itchy, yeah.
And when you wipe it, it hurts and it bleeds.
Yeah. I mean, for me, though, it was just like massive pools of blood. It wasn't like but then it went away. It just went away.
If you ignore it, it goes away.
Yeah, you can shit through it. That's what they say to do. Yeah.
Right.
So that's what I did.
With any medical condition, if you ignore it, it just goes away.
Yeah, it's great.
But we're back. Now, our lives are not totally normal, but it's resembling something.
Yeah, there's things,
normal-ish.
You know. Yeah, you still do, you know, life stuff. We're going to go to the bank after this, like people.
That's
do.
Crazy. You and I snuck out. We have a lovely nanny who comes and helps us, and we snuck out and we went to McDonald's to get like a chocolate sundae, and that felt like Like a huge...
Be honest, though. Don't throw me under the bus here.
What?
You had a chocolate sundae.
I didn't
get anything.
Why didn't you?
I just didn't feel like anything, and I'm super healthy. And that's what I did. No, I had... past week I did Brea.
Yeah.
And I told you one day I had two salads, and I've never... Never had two salads, I don't think, in a day. I had a salad for lunch and a salad for dinner.
Yeah.
Pfft, man.
What happened?
It was like DEFCON 5 or whatever. It was
when did you have to shit? When you were on stage or when
you were... No. Oh. I ate a salad and then shortly thereafter, like within... I realized what happened was my lunch salad was processing and I ate a dinner salad and then my body was like, you asked for it, dude. And it was just on. I mean, thank God I had about 25, 30 minutes of, you know, opening acts where I was like, oh my God, I gotta process this. This is gonna be bad, you know.
Well, the good news is you have your own turlet at Brea in the green room.
In your turlet. Yeah.
So you don't have to shit with the audience.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's the worst.
Those are the worst clubs. Like, just go out there, talk to people. I've done that before where like you walk in and someone's like, oh, I'm here to see you. You're like, yeah. I'm gonna take a shit right now.
I know. I've had full diarrhea in front of audience.
God.
But we've got to dial back our eating because during pregnancy eating, like you and I would go out for a breakfast and then order dessert with breakfast.
I was just along for the ride. I mean, for me, it was a green light to go crazy.
We went off the rails, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Off the rails.
Because you're not going to tell a pregnant lady not to eat something.
No.
And so then when you were like, I'm eating this, I was like, all right, I'll eat some too. Yeah, but now it's...
And it rained in.
But we've been doing well since you've had the baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really has been like, a lot of home cooked meals.
Yeah.
A lot of healthy stuff. It's been good.
But you don't even have time to eat. That's kind of it's the no time to eat diet when you have a newborn. Because like you just, there's no such thing as a leisurely anything.
That's true.
The baby's going to cry in 2 seconds. So I just wolf down what's ever in front of me. And then if I can't reach it with one arm, I can't eat it. So it's done.
True.
It's good. It's good for snacking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So there it is. There's our life. This fucking... Is your ear?
Yeah.
Yeah, it keeps going out.
Here, let me pause this for a second. Yeah, make sure nothing's going on. Okay. I don't know. Maybe that's fixed?
That's better now, I think.
All right. Here's our son again, just in case you were wondering.
Fuck.
No, you need to go upstairs and get your pajamas on, and you're not leaving. I was seriously about to do something with that girl, and then my phone, and my pocket, I was like, fuck! What are you going to do with her? She was about to blow my dick. Dude, get upstairs
now.
Get
close.
Get upstairs now.
I'm dead serious.
Okay.
This close.
Dog's out. Dog's out.
That's so great. It's our son.
The best. Yeah.
There's Ellis in 13 years.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be like, get upstairs now.
I was jacking my dick, Mom.
God.
Come down for dinner. I'm jacking my dick.
So we got this is pretty great. Great in a I think we got you kind of way. Horrific. A clip of this guy, like a pastor at like a mega church. You know, one of those like arena churches. Giving this sermon. And then he kind of slips... he jumbled a word, but I don't know what word he's trying to say.
I say yes to a dog right now. I want a dog. I want a dog so bad. And Karis, our daughter, she wants a dog so bad. I want to get a dog. I want to name it Boaz because I wanted my son to be named Boaz, but God didn't let me have a son, so now I can have a dog named Boaz, and I want it so bad, but she won't say yes. Yes, she has a hard heart. Please pray for my wife. She's not in this service. Please pray for her. And somebody asked me the other day, they said, hey, why don't you and Karis just go buy a dog and bring it home? They were single, too, by the way. And I'm like, nigga, because I, and like, nigga, because I, and like, nigga, because I. Everybody has to agree, yes, it's a very, they were single, too, by the way. And I'm like, nigga, because I, and like, nigga, because I, and like, nigga, because I.
Wait a minute.
Big words.
He's a white guy?
Yeah, he's super white.
Wow.
And he's in church in a sermon.
Wow.
The church released a statement about it because it's it's gone, you know, pretty crazy online. In regards to your question about the N-word, Pastor Perry doesn't use the word and doesn't address anyone in his life by such a
word. Yeah, okay.
He did not use that word in his message, and what you perceived as him doing so was a matter of words getting jumbled,
sure,
as can happen with anyone who is speaking.
It's true. Tom, I went to get a Hot Fudge
Nigger
Sunday.
They were single, too, by the way. And
What?
I was saying Hot Fudge Nigger Sunday. What?
A Hot Fudge.
Nigger Sunday. What? No, the words got jumbled.
You got confused there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that sometimes.
So the pharmacy and nigger pharmacy.
Jesus.
Go to the pharmacy.
You want to go to the pharmacy?
Nigger pharmacy.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Wow,
the words got jumbled, and that's...
get jumbled, as can happen with anyone. Like, that's the part you need to...
This with anybody.
Anybody can have jumbled words.
Nigger jumbled. What?
Yep, that's true.
God blesses a nigga. Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm talking about, you feel me, I mean?
You know what I'm talking about? Is that plies?
No, it's not plies.
Oh, because you've been doing a new dance.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is plies.
Yeah. That's true. I've been running off on the plug twice a lot. Yeah.
What?
That's true. I ran off on the plug twice.
What the fuck does that mean? What the fuck does that mean? Where do you learn this stuff?
I mean, I just, you know.
No, I'm serious. Where do you learn? Like, you're an old person like me, and how
I'm
do you?
I'm not an old person.
You're older. Oh my God! How do you know this? Yes, it's safe to say, nigga, I spent your budget on it. Ran off on the floor twice.
Ran off on the floor twice. He's steady calling, I ain't calling back. There you go, right there. It's the new Ply shit. Ritz Carlton. Check it out. Yeah, you know what it is it's because I'm a huge football fan, and his little run off on the plug twice is a dance that's so subtle, but it looks athletic in movement because it's basically you looks like you're jogging in place for a second. You know, that's basically what it is. And so college players can do it without getting an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. So they've been doing it this whole bowl season.
Oh.
So because it looks like they're just, I'm just, you know, I'm jogging in place. It's not because college players are not allowed to do blatant dance celebrations.
They get penalized.
Right.
Why is that?
Because it's just considered sportsmanship. So the NFL guys can dance it up and do some stuff. But in college, you're supposed to be an amateur sports person, and you're supposed to just hand the ball to the ref. So the guys are doing the little dance because they can get away with it.
Do it again. Can you Vine yourself doing this?
I did it on Instagram.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But I'll do it again.
So ridiculous.
I don't give a shit. I'll do it all season long. I'll do it all year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit. I didn't stay up till midnight.
I'm drinking. What
is drinking this? Mountain Dew past midnight. I don't give a shit. I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Big words.
Yeah.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more.
beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
So, but this is a new, it's a new black person dance that I didn't know
Jesus.
About. And then what? It slipped.
Mountain Dew past midnight. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, this dance is really, really taking off. And the pro players are doing it too. Yeah. Everyone's doing it.
Everyone.
It's because it's so easy. It's so easy to
you
do.
You look like you're jogging.
You're basically jogging, and then your arms are kind of moving in the same type of motion, like a bicycle type of motion, right? Kind of back.
You're doing, is it like the Rockaway? A little bit.
Lean back. And then if you want to really hit the runoff on the plug twice, right, you got to tilt your head back a little too. You got to bring your head back just a little bit. That's the way you should do it.
Okay.
So I've been teaching people all weekend. Yes, it's safe to say, nigga, I spent your budget on it. Ran off on the floor twice. I'm so happy with it. Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm teaching people how to dance. I couldn't be happier.
Hey, I'm talking about, you feel me, I mean?
Plies has been putting up crazy, I mean, not like it's any different, but it's been pretty nuts, his posts lately, you know?
Really?
Well, it's the same. All his shit is crazier than shit that he says. I don't know. He just talks crazy shit. You know.
The fucking homegirl that called me talking about she depressed because she trying to get her motherfucking waist to look like such and such. Such and such? Be the best motherfucking you. Fuck such and such. Well, that's who the niggas with the money want. Fuck the niggas with the money. Get a nigga that care about you and stop trying to get a motherfucking nigga with some money. The fuck?
You know what I mean?
That's a good point, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad point.
He makes a good point. Like, yeah, don't go with the dudes that just have money. Get someone that cares about you. Yeah. I like that. That's a positive.
Toy pussy sad. I slid in that little pussy that morning. Wham! I said, ooh, this little pussy, him rejuvenated. This that 2016 pussy, him. This little pussy biking better than Alpha.
You know who spent a lot of time in those pussies?
Who?
Antonio Cromartie.
Who's that?
He is a football player for the New York Jets, New York Football Jets. Mm-hmm. He is a proud alum. I don't know if he's an alum, but he went to Florida State. Played like 9 games in college and still got drafted in the first round. You wouldn't understand that, but it means that he's a pretty ridiculous athlete. He's got a good career. He slides up in that pussy because he has a lot of kids.
Oh, this gentleman, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were talking about kids this weekend. And because we can't believe, actually, not even people fathering a lot of kids. Just meeting people now who are like, one of our neighbors has 4 kids. And we're like, Jesus, how do you fucking have 4 kids?
It's so much work.
It just, it feels like a lot of work.
It's so hard just to have a newborn. It's impossible.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you and I have help, and there's 2 of us, and we don't have 9-to-5 jobs, and it's still like... ridiculously hard.
This is a famous clip from HBO's Hard Knocks where they asked Crow to name his kids at the time.
Yeah, Alonzo, who is 5. I have Karis, who is 3. I have my junior, which is 3. I have my daughter, who just turned 3 as of yesterday. I have another son named Tyler. Yeah, so he turns 3 in December. Hmm. We got another daughter that was born October 16th named London. Hmm. Another daughter that was born named Leilani, who's 2 years old. And I have my newborn with my wife. Her name is Jersey.
So crazy.
Here's what I love. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4 children who are 3 years old. Mm-hmm. So about 4 years ago, he was doing a lot of fucking.
Yeah, yeah. And this is, he's got more now, because this is from 2010.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
But he's married now, and, like, he makes them with his wife. But the crazy thing was that these were with so many different people, you know?
So many. In London, we don't even know how old she is. He doesn't even know her age.
The best one is when he goes, my daughter. One of those is my daughter.
Who's my three. Daughter. There's my journey, and then there's just my daughter. But maybe that's her name. Who knows?
It kind of made us interested in who has the most number of kids with the most different women in sports. And there's a, you know, there's a lot of, you know, people that are worth kind of breaking down, like noteworthy people, and some numbers that are impressive. One of the ones I didn't realize was former coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, Scott Skiles, is has six, and they don't know how many mothers there are, but they just know that it's not, that it is, you know, multiple mothers. Yeah. Scott Skiles, former NBA coach, it just struck me as pretty impressive. There's a lot of people on this list that have.
Why? Because he's a coach? Like he,
yeah,
he
so you always think it's always players. So yeah. Coaches.
And just a little smarter. He should be a little older and smarter, is what you're saying.
You just don't see it.
Yeah. Wiser.
Yeah. I'd never, I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but I'd never seen it with coaches.
Yeah, like Phil Jackson wouldn't have.
Maybe. Who knows?
20,000.
Who knows? I'm always amazed by equal number of kids. Two mothers when it's a high number. That's
so
like really not even one repeat. So it's like six kids, six mothers. Wow.
Right.
So there's that. There's a lot that, you know, like I said, have six, seven. Like, for instance, the most famous guy for a long time, if you follow sports, when this category came up, was Sean Kemp of the Seattle Supersonics. And he had like a Sports Illustrated cover. It turns out, you know, as of a year ago, that they knew of seven kids from six women. So that was like the high standard. Apparently, the rumor has it he has many more, like 11 or so. But
it hasn't been
confirmed. So they can confirm seven and six, which is, it's unbelievable. But, you know, again, compared to where this list goes up to, it's only. It's not even that noteworthy. One I didn't know about was Evander Holyfield, the real deal.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know. He has 11 kids by eight women. So many.
What? But what do you think the why? Why bother? Why? Because it's nothing but a burden. It's nothing but a financial.
It just feels good.
Just a nut. That's all it is.
I think it's all about that, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that these guys, you know what? They're athletes, so they're... Now, this is really true. I'm serious. They're competitive, right?
Right.
Professionals are super competitive. I think there's something in their competitiveness about conquering, conquering a woman.
Sure.
Getting her to say, go for it.
And it's spreading your seed and making as many of you as you possibly can.
So it's kind of like, it's primal and it's a little gladiator of them.
Sure.
But it's spread the seed, but also, you know, like if you look at getting a woman to say, go ahead, blow your load inside me as a victory, you know, the conquest.
Sure.
So if you're a competitive guy, all you do is compete. Maybe it's like, you know, I've had 10 women say yes to that.
Sure.
So then that's part of the thrill.
You dump your clip. Plus, these women that they see a meal ticket. This is the kind of women.
Well, yes. That's the flip side of this.
Yes.
Is a lot of women who are like.
For sure.
We're probably like, oh, yeah, I'm on the pill. Absolutely.
Of course. Dump clips in me.
Mm-hmm.
But then here's my meal ticket for the rest of my, at least next 18 years, I'm set.
Yeah, like Cromartie, the guy that we played the clip of, when he got to the Jets, he was at San Diego. He had outstanding child support payments. The Jets had to front him. Mm. Like normally he would be paid along as he played. They fronted him $500,000 just to pay off child support payments.
Oh, my God.
When you think about that, that's
half
all
a million.
Money gone. But that's all money that, like, you're paying out. You're not even getting to keep on
because
it.
It's also what's the word, relative to what you earn. So it's not like he's handing out $800 a month.
Uh-uh.
It's all scaled to what you're earning, which is the fucked part about it. Because what newborn baby needs, let's say $10,000 a month.
Yep.
Not many.
Man.
And then there's some medical, you know, some problems with a kid too.
One guy I'll remember, if you remember, if you're a football fan, Travis Henry was notorious when he was in the league for this. So he had a kid in high school, two in college, six during his NFL career.
He had two kids?
No, just one, which is not crazy. So he's done. He retired, you know, by like 31, 32. He had 11 kids, 10 women, which is like that conquest thing, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I think, you know, plus, the other thing we're not talking about is that the guys travel. You're traveling.
Oh, sure.
So you're always traveling, right?
That puss, the traveling.
Yeah.
It's like truck drivers that have multiple families, right?
Yeah.
They have secret families. That is so fucking... Could you imagine, Jeans, having 10 baby mamas?
Mm-mm.
10 me to deal with.
Okay, so...
That's crazy.
By the way, when we did that Cromartie thing, that was 7 kids. It didn't list the amount of women. But according to this list, he is up to 12 kids.
How many do we know the women?
9.
Jesus.
So that's a lot of payments again.
So many. But hopefully he's got a few with the wife.
Apparently on this list, too, one of the guys, I don't even know who this is, Garrincha. It looks like he's a soccer player. Yeah, he is. Okay. He's a legend among Brazilian soccer players. 244 goals in 631 appearances for Botafogo and the Brazilian national team. He fathered at least 14 children by an unknown number of mothers.
Jesus
14.
Christ.
And then here's the top of this 14. List right now is Calvin Murphy, who played in the NBA, Hall of Famer. He is known to have fathered 14 by 9. Man, that dude, pullout game is weak, right?
Yeah.
It's really, really something.
And that really is, like you said, just because it feels gooder than a bitch. Like,
it does feel so good.
Just feels good to blow my load in here, so I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to pay for the rest of my life.
Because you're not thinking about it.
No.
When you're that close and somebody goes, here's the consequence, you go, you just don't care. You don't care.
So crazy. How many kids do you think you'll have with different women?
I don't know. I mean, there's a possibility. There's a few that I don't know.
Sure.
Right, so I couldn't have more than I don't think 4 or 5 out there,
yeah,
from different women,
yeah.
But you know they haven't come forward yet, and you know here's the hoping that they're not alive anymore.
How many brothers and sisters do you think I have, just based on my
dad?
You
could definitely have. Here's what I'm saying:
for sure.
When your dad dies,
yeah.
And there's like a period where they go, well, you know, his will states.
Yeah.
There's going to be some people that step forward.
Yeah.
Christina, I am your brother.
For sure.
Yeah.
And like other countries too.
Mm-hmm.
Like Colombia, Philippines, Thailand. I have like a half Thai brother somewhere.
You're going to be like, all right, dude. He's like, can I just get $100? Like, all right.
Okay. Yeah, it's like $1 million in Thailand, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dumb Young Suck, what's his name?
Dumb Young Suck. Yeah, it's going to be really something, man. Oh, this is one of my favorite things that happened sitting on the couch with you since the baby's been born. Is we're watching TV and, you know, it's been bowl season. playoffs are about to start. The NFL, there's a lot of football on, so I'm watching a lot of football lately. And you've been very... sweet, in that I know you're not really a fan, but you're kind of following it. And we're watching one of the post game shows, and I don't know what happened, but as I'm watching it, I see Hall of Fame Super Bowl winning coach Jimmy Johnson talking.
Oh my God, this thing.
And I go, hey, you know he has a sex tape? And you go, what? This guy? And he's got white hair. It's all combed back, and he looks
like fucking Colonel Sanders. He's old.
He's like, so he's talking about, and these guys, their defense needs to really step up. They're going to stop
sports
somebody.
Sesh. Yeah.
And I go, yeah, it's he's got a tape of him where it's a girl eating his ass, and you go, shut up. And I go, do you want to see it? And you go, yes. So I just on my phone, I just type in like old man ass eating. A clip comes up, and it's like perfect because the guy's face is kind of out of it.
Yeah.
And I just show it to you, and you're like, oh, my God. And he keeps talking, and I'm showing you the stuff as he's talking. You're like, this man is a savage. And the girl fingers his ass and then licks her
finger. That's the worst part. But that was the part that blew me away. I was like, this is not his wife, because wives will never do that. She put his finger
clearly
in his butthole and then like licked it and then started sucking his peener.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not his wife.
You're
this
like, of course it's not his wife. Like, it was.
But it didn't show his head, so I totally believed you that it was his sex tape.
Yeah. Now that it's here, I think it's actually, I have it. It might even be another language. I didn't even learn to listen to the volume. Yeah. I don't think it's English even.
Yeah.
I'll tweet out a link to this.
Let me see it. Oh, there she is. Yeah. Nice blonde girl. And they put a towel down, which is nice for the carpet.
Yeah.
Oh, here he goes. He gets on all fours, and he's wearing a yellow T-shirt, too. He doesn't even take his T-shirt off, and he bends over on all fours. Look at that saggy ass, saggy balls.
Yep, and then...
disgusting pink balls.
And we're watching this, and you're like, that's Jimmy Johnson?
Well, yeah. I believe you. And she's licking his asshole. So she's licking his beehole. He's on all fours. This poor woman...
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't believe this was him.
Look how thoroughly
she's earning that $50.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
That's $40 in her pocket. Oh, God, what a job. Yeah, There's not enough money in the world for me to do that one.
But now that you know, okay, so it's not him. Don't you think, though, if it was Jimmy Johnson, it's worth doing? Or no? Like, if it was him?
Worth doing?
Yeah, if it's Jimmy Johnson.
No way, dude. Let me see.
I mean, that's like, let's picture that being Jimmy.
Yeah, I did.
Super Bowl winner.
I did. Like, yep. And here goes the finger. The naked girl sticking her finger in his ass.
And she really easily got in there, too. That didn't take much. There wasn't any resistance.
And she's kind of not fazed. Her face isn't even.
Well, she's done it.
Licking it. Ew, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to put that chocolate in your mouth. That's fecal to oral. That's not good. You're not supposed to lick the finger, dummy.
Yeah, well, she's back in there.
Why did you lie to me? That was so
I don't
so
know. It was
awful.
So fun to see. And then you just kind of sat there, and I wanted to... Part of me thought I should just... Was that English or no?
Oh.
Hold on.
No. It's a Hungarian.
Yeah. I don't think it's English, right?
I said my chunts. It's like Swedish or something. Nordic.
I was like, you know what? I was thinking, I should not say anything about this.
You're the worst.
Just let it go and go and go. But then it was just too funny to me that I couldn't bite my tongue.
You're the worst.
Wait till you guys see this. I'll tweet out a link of this on Wednesday afternoon. And I'll tag Jimmy Johnson in it too. And we should all just be like, hey, Jimmy Johnson, is this really you?
He's so old too. He's so old. It's like that time you told me it was the San Francisco 69ers and I believed you.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
No, she's doing this fun move now where she lays on her back.
Yeah. That's real prostitute. Yeah. She's laying on her back.
It's good ab work, though, because she's kind of crunching up to get it in her mouth.
Mm-hmm. How much money do you think she got paid? It's got to be $50.
This is in his apartment. You know, this is a home production.
Right, it's a towel on the carpet.
Maybe it was just lunch or something. No. He's limp, too. He's totally soft. So she's like, this is not even working.
Is that right?
Looks like it.
God, what an asshole.
God. Yeah, it's pretty savage. I mean, but you know, he won a national championship in Miami. He's got won Super Bowls with the Cowboys. He's a great coach.
Lied to me.
And this is just what he does for fun. I respect him. I respect him.
I don't respect you. You lied to me.
I know who would totally respect him. Yes, it's safe to say, nigga, I spent your budget on it.
Ran off on the floor twice. I like when he doesn't finish his words.
Ain't no mixtape, bitch. Yeah, he's big on B.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Wait, can we talk about the thing that we've been talking about for like the last week?
What's that?
The first, we got a break. We were watching TV, mm-hmm. and we watched this Gerard Depardieu movie. And it's about the French prime minister. Is that what
it is? No. It was the former head. It's based on the former head of the IMF, International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, DSK. He, if you remember a few years back, had boarded a flight to go back to Paris, and the police pulled him off the plane because one of the maids at the hotel he was staying at claimed that he sexually assaulted her, right? And then he took off. So they pulled him off the plane, arrested him, and, you know, he was married, and he's the, you know, he's a well-known international public figure. At the end of the day, he ended up being cleared because the maid had her story was flipping. She wasn't consistent with any of her statements, and so there was some mess there for why he wasn't prosecuted. Mm-hmm. But it turns out he was like a pretty known savage. As I said, you know, like he'd gone to orgies, and he looks, by the way, like Jimmy Johnson. Like he does. He is that old. Do you know what he really looks like?
Yeah, I remember when the story came out.
Yeah, so Dominique, let me see.
Strauss. He doesn't look like Gerard Depardieu.
He doesn't look like Gerard Depardieu. He does kind of look like Jimmy Johnson. There's.
He does. He does. Same silver
white
fox.
White hair, yeah. So anyways, they used the movie as inspiration for this movie called Welcome to New York. Okay. That Gerard Depardieu.
I didn't even know the name of the movie. I'm so glad you looked.
Is playing a version of DSK. And in the movie, Gerard, let's just say he's gotten bigger, okay?
And he was a sex symbol in France. He was a sex symbol in America at one point.
Yeah.
With his big, stupid nose. He's not he's not a traditionally handsome fellow.
Right.
By American standards, anyways.
So this basically, then there's a scene where when he gets arrested, he goes to jail and he strips down because the officers search him.
Yeah.
And it's something. Let's look. I mean, it is really something. But as we're watching it, I go, holy shit, it looks a lot like Bert. It has, because Bert has a very specific type of naked body.
Yes.
Where, he still is, he's the frat boy, and it's this kind of bloated, distended carcass.
Right. But
like an alcoholic, like a homeless alcoholic that just drinks and maybe eats some trash, but not much. But it's, you could tell that, I mean, his abdominal wall has collapsed because the fat from the alcohol pushes it out.
But you know what else it looks like?
Mm.
Like a starving African child.
Yes.
You know how hard?
The hard
belly.
You're like,
starvation.
How's he hungry? The stomach, right. It's like that. So what Gerard looks like is Bert. If Bert like continues the path, it would be Bert
10 more years.
In 10 to 15 years. Yeah.
And also he's got kind of a floppy, uncircumcised penis.
Yes.
And it's real floppy and mushy and pink. And the gut hangs over
my God.
It.
Yeah. I mean, the gut is just, it's hard. It's a hard gut.
Hard, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a soft gut. This is just gallons of booze daily. is, you know.
And he's real sloppy, ploppity, and mushy. Mm-hmm. Like, his shoulders are kind of hunched and mush. He looks like he has no bones.
That stomach is insanity. Yeah. It's so fucking enormous. I mean, if you look at pictures of him just a few years before.
Just Google Gerard Depardieu now.
Yeah. Look at Gerard. But if you want to see, I mean, we could tweet this out, too.
Yeah.
Gerard Depardieu, Welcome to New York is the name of the movie. So you just type in the search engine, Gerard Depardieu, Welcome to New York, naked. And look at the images, and you're going to fucking be like, that looks like Bert.
The ghost of Christmas future of Bert Kreischer's stomach.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Bert, because we had dinner with the Berts like 2 days before I went into labor, I think. Mm-hmm. And he was showing us his belly then, because he's on a diet now.
He's on a diet. And he lives so crazy, it's funny that he's the kind of guy that if he just kind of straightens it up for a few days, loses 15 to 20
right.
pounds.
Just water,
that's
right?
how crazy
What
he
is
lives.
That? Is that just water weight?
Yeah, I mean, it's just
trash.
It's just like a garbage dump. So, I mean, it's all like booze. He's just a booze factory. But
it's like
but
bloat.
The funny thing is that like his hardened stomach has actually created... It's fighting the muscle, like the right. the bloat fights the abdominal muscles, so that's why he created like a hernia in his
right.
abdominal wall just right. from being alive, you know, just from being.
He said there's a hernia here. It's
yeah,
been there
he's like, it's gonna happen to you too. No, it's not.
Because he's had that hernia since I've known him.
Uh huh. Yeah, he's like, yeah, it happens to a lot of people.
No, okay. It doesn't.
Okay.
Fuck.
Sure. Oh my God.
It's just from drinking and
yeah, of course.
And then Bert orders like four plates.
I want to try.
We all order one.
Yeah, he tries different stuff. I'll try different things.
And the waiter goes, "All for you," and he's like, "Yeah, I'll try all the flavors.
Try stuff and another glass of wine if you don't mind."
And then we ordered all the desserts.
I've been really good lately. Yeah, all the desserts. Yeah.
That's by the way, he vlogged about it. So if you look at Bert's vlogs. There's our last dinner.
Yes.
With the Kreischers, you can see what we talked about. We asked Leanne. No, Tom asked Leanne.
Oh, yeah.
What she actually likes about Bert, and it was really funny.
Yeah. I go, what's the upside of being married to Bert? And she was like, And she thinks like most people would for half an hour about the good part of being married to your spouse. And she's like, he's entertaining. That's the big plus of the spouse. Oh, God.
Yeah, that belly, the hardness of the belly, because can you lose that fat? Like,
yeah.
Is that even, how do you lose the hardness?
I think Bert's fat is.
Let's talk about him.
Well, I think it's easier to lose, actually.
The hard fat.
Yes. But the thing is, those bodies are harder to get, the bloated, distended, because it's from hard living.
Right.
Like, my stomach is softer. It's like a sugar and high fat food. You know, I just need to diet, but it'd be work. It would be, you know, eat well for 6 months and then lose 25 pounds. His would be, don't drink for 4 days and lose 25 pounds. You know what I mean? So it's it's a different type of body reacting to what you put in it. He's basically poisoning himself.
He eats out of trash cans. Yeah. If any of you are skilled in Photoshop, if you want to put Bert's head on Gerard Depardieu's bloated, swollen,
it'd be pretty good
body.
Yeah.
And tweet that to him. That would be great.
That would be great. I would love that.
He looks horrible. And there's a scene where he's having sex with, like, some cute 20-year-old. Who's, like, got a perfect body, Gerard Depardieu.
And she was 110 pounds, maybe.
And he doesn't deserve that.
No.
The whole time, I'm like, you disgusting fat body.
Apparently, Gerard Depardieu's daughter is not a fan of his.
Really?
I think they had, like, a falling out. Yeah, I read something about that. I think she thinks that her dad's...
A POS?
A POS, yeah. I can't imagine it, though.
No. It's weird.
I think he probably just drinks bottles of wine by the from the bottle.
Yes.
You know?
Like that guy who the commercials, the French excellence.
Oh, Orson Welles.
Yes,
the Orson Welles.
That's where Gerard Depardieu is heading, is the Orson Welles school of alcoholism.
And I'm vlogging myself right now, which I'll put up. But if you're interested and you see this video, You'll see this is the soundboard, and I have things like bookmarked like this right here, so I can press a button.
Ah, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence.
Oh, man.
That's
fantastic.
And we revisited the Dennis Rodman.
Oh, yeah.
Documentary where he goes to Korea. That was God.
Man. That Big Bang in Pyongyang. It's on Showtime anytime if you want to see that. And he's definitely.
God.
He should have a Gerard Depardieu body for sure.
Oh, my God.
If he wasn't 6'8 and hadn't, you know, been a pro athlete for so many years, his body would fucking look like that.
Yeah, it's just because his body is stretched out. He's so tall. Mm-hmm. It stretches out the fat, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Gerard Depardieu. Yeah, if you feel bad about yourself and how you look, just Google Gerard Depardieu. You'll feel so much better.
Oh, my God. That's not a joke.
What a fucking asshole. And the thing is, you're a movie star, bro.
Yeah.
Look at, do yourself a favor, pull it together. If you look at Tom Cruise, we were watching Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
And we're like, Tom Cruise, how old is he now? 50 years old, that guy?
Mm-hmm.
He looks amazing. He looks like he's 25, Tom Cruise. Those Mission Impossible movies, he's running, he's jumping, he's on rock, he's doing everything. Would never have. Only in France, they let these fucking actors go.
Tom Cruise does look crazy good.
He's amazing.
He's got to be over 50, right? Over 50.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Got everything. He looks
but
amazing.
But how dedicated is he to looking like that?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's a full-time gig.
He's 53.
Wow.
53. He's 5'7".
Who were we watching? Jeans, who were we watching on TV that was Joe's age? Oh, some guy on the Millionaire Matchmaker.
Oh, yeah. Millionaire Matchmaker. We were watching season one all over again.
Yeah.
And we watched an episode, and this guy was like, I'm a very young 47. And he was such a boner, the guy.
Yeah, like light denim.
Yeah.
With a brown braided belt.
And the
tucked in shirt.
Yeah, and I was
fucking
like,
nerd.
I go, you know Joe's this guy's age?
Yeah. So much, Joe's so much cooler.
Yeah, because it's really that the guy was just a fucking square. I mean, he was such a fucking nerd. And like he goes, I like U2 and I like Springsteen.
Yeah.
And she goes, I like Linkin Park because it was a few years ago. And he was like, No.
Yeah.
Don't know that one.
She goes, have you ever seen that movie, What About Bob? He's like, it's before my time.
Before my time. And then she said Napoleon Dynamite, and he goes, I'm not familiar. And we were like, I don't think this is going to work out as a date. We can't even. He was just like, I feel like I should be with a young chick. Those are the guys that are like disgusting to be around.
So
I think.
Creepy.
Yeah, because they're just so creepy about it.
Yeah.
Just don't even say it.
Because everybody wants to fuck younger people. Because they look better than us.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a relationship with them is silliness.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just bang them, but don't, you know.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, grow up. I thought it was really funny. You did your shows in Brea, and you said that you met an English couple.
Mm-hmm.
And that they really liked your English accent.
Yes. They were at the show, and they go, they said, Tom. We love your podcast, and we love your British accent.
That's really good.
Yeah, they said it was perfect.
Perfect.
And she said, "Keep doing it, cause I love when you speak with your British accent."
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, and I go, "Yeah, no problem." I go, "It's super easy for me," and they said, "Yeah, we can tell because you make like no effort, and you can just tell it's like perfect." And I said, yeah,
like Drew Barrymore. Does an English accent the way you do. I was watching her in some movie. She's dog shit.
Yep.
But you do it better than her.
Hers was terrible.
She's always, she's like, I would like to have a sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so alone. Yeah, that's bad. I'm a princess.
Do you know who they said did the, one of the best ones ever?
You.
What's old wonky eyes besides me?
Morgan Freeman?
No, the wonky eye. When he...
Marty Feldman.
No. Black actor. He has a wonky eye.
Oh, Whitaker. Yes. Forrest Whitaker.
Skin. You can make a fucking suitcase out of you, old dog. You look like a crocodile. Fat crocodile, fat bastard. You look like fucking Idi Amin, you know what I mean?
Idi Amin.
Stay here. to be ashamed of yourself. Friday, the Grosvenor, you'll be there. You will, I told Ted you're doing it. Don't you show me up.
No, I won't be there.
You will, you're Mr. Roundtree.
No.
Yes, Roundtree.
Yes.
Yes, Grosvenor.
No, don't.
Friday.
I won't be there.
You will.
No, don't.
Yes, 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 yes. Problem, fucking problem.
He's that's Kingsley, yeah. Obviously.
How great has Ben Kingsley? God.
Yeah.
Would you do the Jimmy Johnson with him?
With Ben Kingsley?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to do it to him, but
I would.
I think
I would. If he did that monologue for me, I'd be like, will you do that monologue from what's the movie called? Succulent Beast?
Sexy Beast.
Would you do that for me? Yes.
Yes.
Take this opportunity. Yes. Opportunity. I will eat your asshole.
Yes. I heard a few British people comment that Forrest Whitaker's British accent fooled them.
Wow.
He did it like 20 years ago. Let me see if this is a clip or not.
Like you're doing it.
Yeah.
Do you know that, Fergus?
Why?
Because you're my friend. And I want you to go to the metro.
Stop that talk now.
I can't really hear it.
In a hypnotic place.
So if I ran, there's no way I could...
I couldn't really hear it there. It's too much music. I think it was Michael Caine that said that. He said most Americans are terrible at it.
Two types focused.
Is this him here?
The scorpion and the frog.
That's him.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Ever heard of him? A scorpion wants to cross a river, but he can't swim.
But he can't swim.
Goes to a frog who can and asks for a ride. Frog says, I'll give you all right on my back. You'll go and sting me.
Scorpion
replies.
It
would not be in my interest to sting you, since I'll be on your back with both a trap.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Damn.
Frog thinks about his logic for a while and accepts the deal.
Pretty good. You know what he does? It's not too on.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's the subtleness of it.
You got a lot.
People try to get... overdo it.
Yeah.
And then the frog says to the boy.
Right. More about he does a lot of this. So it's more not.
Thanks for the ride.
Do your. Are you doing the knowledge? Are you a cabbie?
And then he said to the frog, if I give you a ride, then when we get to the other side, could you not fucking sting me? Like that?
Yes, I like that.
So, by the way, to all my British listeners, you're welcome.
It's 15 quid, love, mate.
Takes the scorpion on his back.
It's about
tea and crumpets, please.
Portobello Road, Hogwarts Academy.
Mate.
Could you pass us a fag?
Oh, hold on. Somebody asked me that. Hold on, I gotta do this. Oh, shit. So, sorry. Sorry, mate. I had to respond to the pepper. So, any hoodles?
Well, speaking of Britainland, Downton Abbey. We're back, and it's this final season, which is devastating. We haven't watched it yet. We're going to watch it tonight. I couldn't find it last night. It said it premiered, but I couldn't find it on PBS or on BBC. So
yeah.
Oh, but we got it on Apple TV. Oh, shit.
Can't wait.
Lady Mary, are you going to dress for dinner?
Carson, is your finger in my bum?
Carson. Madam. But he's with Mrs. Droughtfire now, Carson.
Madam, I haven't come in ages.
A very different series finale of Downton Abbey.
Put that spoon in my asshole.
Where the lower and the upper classes have mad orgies.
The downstairs people would really be fucking, I feel like.
They do fuck.
No, but I mean, it would be, if there's two orgies going on, upstairs and downstairs, I'd want to go downstairs.
Oh, downstairs for
sure.
Yeah,
that's where it's at. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, not upstairs.
You walk downstairs and someone would spit on your dick. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, Lady Crawley doesn't put her finger in.
Mm-mm.
What's his name's butthole?
Really? In my arse? Yes, Lady Mary.
Lady Edith. Edith. Poor Edith. I hope she gets a break this
season. Edith would be like the blow bang chick. Would you like?
Oh, she'll do it. Lady Edith is so desperate for approval.
I was just hoping one of them would stay. Now there's all this cum on my face.
Oh, Lady Edith.
Well, who jerks off Isis, the dog?
The dad. He loves that dog.
He does.
Yeah.
I think Isis
died,
though.
The old lady? The oldest lady?
Oh, she's the best, dude. Miss McGarnacle. Fucking.
Fucking.
Oh, shit. What's her fucking name, bro?
She's so fucking old.
She's.
What's her name?
She's from fucking Hogwarts, dude.
Yeah, she's got to die this time.
It's McGarnacle.
Because we're even fast-forwarding more. She's been 100 since the series started.
Shit, man.
Shit.
Maggie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Maggie. Look her up.
She's so great.
She gets down.
Her name is Maggie Smith.
Hardest.
She's so great.
She's my favorite character on Downton Abbey, actually. Granny. Because she keeps it real. You know what I'm saying?
Who doesn't like that?
Rose is the slut. I think Rose is the one who really gets
it. Oh, yeah.
She don't give a fuck. Cora Crawley, she doesn't put out. Maggie Smith, Violet Crawley. Oh, she's Lady Crawley, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Lady Crawley, yeah. Hey, you recognize this voice, by the way?
I'm a Russian Mongol, and I'm Russian. My father was a Russian Mongol, so these people are Russian Mongols, so
okay.
I'm paying homage to them and their culture and my culture.
Steven Seagal visited Russia, and I'm a Russian Mongol.
No, you're not.
He visited the town of Mirny in the, what is it, Sakha Republic? Or Shaka? I don't know. God, he's...
Horrible.
He is absolutely...
Why would you go to Russia? What a horrible place.
Russian. I'm Russian.
My father was a Russian Mongol, so these people are Russian Mongols.
Okay.
He's everything. Is he from Louisiana? I thought he was from Louisiana.
He's really not doing his black cadence right now. Hey, can you understand what this lady... Somebody sent this clip in. Do you understand what this lady is saying in the clip to start it off?
Hey, Hitler. It's me, Danny.
Hitler. Hey, Hitler.
Hey, Hitler. It's me, Danny. I want to tell you that Nathaniel Lewis is basically harassing my Daniacs, and he's harassing me. He's threatening to actually
is this a child?
Kill, Kendall Daniac.
How old is this person?
Her. And he's also...
Oh, she's just retarded. She's like an older retarded.
She's not retarded. You know,
she is retarded. I mean, I hate people that talk like this.
Right, but she's not...
She's mentally...
So maybe we should just isolate...
Hey, Hitler.
And just always be dropping that. Hey, Hitler.
Hey, Hitler.
She's just vlogging for Hitler.
Yeah. Hey, Hitler, can you help me out? Who are you talking to named Hitler still?
It's like her dear diary.
Are you just putting this out to him, hoping that his spirit will respond? You fucking lunatic.
Hey, Hitler.
Hey, Hitler.
People who talk like this, I hate it because they don't have any concern for the listener.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is going to listen to you talk like that?
Yeah.
Hey, Hitler.
Sorry. And off on the floor twice. That was loud.
Hey, Hitler.
Oh, man. That really made me laugh.
Heil Hitler.
Hey, Hitler.
I think it's Heil Hitler.
Well, that's a whole different meaning, okay? Jesus. Do you not know that?
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler. So, one of our all-time favorite shows, of course.
Downton Daddies.
Downton Daddies. That's coming out.
Where Cora does a blow bang with Edith.
Yes.
And then Sybil comes back from the dead.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's really crazy, huh? And they go to town on her.
Isis the dog. And then Pamuk, the Middle Eastern guy that dies in the first season, comes back too.
Oh yeah, that was the the good looking Persian guy, right?
Yeah, Lady Mary banged him.
I was thinking of a different show, actually.
Oh yeah.
Real talk.
Oh yeah.
Real talk.
Oh yeah.
Real talk.
Oh yeah.
Real talk.
By the way, that's in that clip is obviously that's R. Kelly.
Yeah.
He had a thing. You know that about this? He walked off set of an interview recently.
No.
He got mad at some lady on Huffington Post who was interviewing him. He walked off the set because he said her questions were negative.
Well, R. Kelly does what R. Kelly wants because R. Kelly is the next generation.
He's the next R. Kelly.
He's that's the next
That's
R.
what
Kelly.
He said in an interview one time. He's
sure.
Like, I'm the next R. He was like, I like positive and you're negative. I don't like your negativity. And she was like, I'm just, he's like, nope. But he just, she started to ask him a negative question and he just talked over. He's like, I love everybody. I love all this stuff. I love everything. I love you.
I did not come here to get interrogated. I didn't come here for a deposition. You know what a deposition is?
I'm very aware of what a deposition is. I'm asking you about your music.
I say that this sounds sort of like a deposition.
I think it may be the accent, but no, I'm asking you specifically.
We're watching and listening. That
so he listen to how she tries to ask this last question. Listen to how he jumps on.
Say there have been multiple accusations against you, against young women in Chicago, and they are concerned about your past and that's impacting them from purchasing your music.
I love them all. It doesn't matter who they are. If they hate me, they love me, they want to destroy me, whatever. I love them all, and I love you too.
You don't need to give me any of your love, sir.
I love everybody.
You really don't need to give me your love. I just wanted to ask the question. What do you say to the fans? Your
Her accent's kind of fake, right?
She's totally trying to do a Tom Segura British accent. Yeah.
Ah. Hold on.
So the reason we played him though, our Real Talk segment, was because of Gigolos, and you discovered this clip.
I did.
This is I'm so excited because I've only heard the tease. I don't even know what we're about to hear.
Well, let me set it up for you, Tom. I was up the other night with Baby Jeans, and I was watching Gigolos. And Vin challenges Nick Hawk, who we all know is a famous rapper.
He's always working on his raps, yeah.
Well, Vin was actually in a rap group when he was like 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls Nick out for not practicing his raps. Like, he's like, Nick, you say you're a rapper, but you don't hang out with rappers. You don't really work on your craft. Like, you can't call yourself something if you don't work at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he challenges Nick to a rap
battle. I actually want to play the challenge happening because just the challenge. In other words,
right, Nick's setting up the
Setting up the actual battle.
The event. Yeah, yes. Do that. Sure. So,
a girl from England who had this little song and dance act that she did, and she was actually pretty good. And I said, Nick, you should battle this little girl.
That little girl will rip you. She really will.
I'm going to rip you if you ever step up to the plate.
Oh, really?
So right away, he makes it about you, right? So now Nick is saying,
I would smoke you in a rap battle, dude.
Ooh.
A rap battle, it's two MCs standing on stage, rhyming. And the more creative and the more brutal you could be, the better chance you have of winning.
I will happily... happily battle you anytime, any place.
I'm gonna set it up. Done. I'm gonna set it up.
So here's the deal.
He's one of those super confident guys because he's so deluded. He really thinks he's good.
I think he's really insecure and really competitive. He has to be the best at everything because he's super insecure.
Again, so maybe annoying. Has 12 kids by 8 different
no
women.
No way.
We're gonna battle though. Let's make it worth something. I've heard you call yourself a genius rapper. If you really are a genius rapper, you should be able to beat me, no problem.
I agree.
Hands down. Right?
That's exactly what's gonna happen.
Here's the deal. If you beat me, I will never talk shit about your music again, and I will admit that you are a genius rapper. However, if I beat you, you will admit that you're a shitty rapper. That's it.
That's fair enough. That's good enough.
That's fair. Just words.
That's good enough.
It's just admitting that you're wrong sometimes.
So there's Brace trying to be the peacekeeper.
Brace is sweet.
So let's now. You have seen this. I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so good. I'm so happy you're.
So
gonna...
now we fast forward to the battle, where Nick Hawk is going to battle Vin on Gigolos. The first time we saw Nick rap on the show a few seasons ago, it was one of the worst things I've ever seen or heard.
Well, good news. He's just as bad as he was the first time.
Okay,
we saw
him. First on the mic is Vin. Vin, just to remind everybody, is the one who said, Nick, I think you're so bad, I can beat you.
What did he say? Nick.
Nick, I think you're
I'm sorry.
So bad.
I thought
you heard it jumbled?
Yeah.
No, he said, Nick, I think you're so bad.
I heard it again.
No, I think I can beat you. Okay, so we're going to have the challenger first. Here we go.
You want to get, shit, you want to get close?
Oh, it's getting intimate. Bam! Battle!
Let's go, DJ.
This for you, Bray. She said keep it classy. Watch this. Huh. You ready? Class rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, make you full like dollar bill. You should have kept it real. You've been frontin' since day one. Give me a break. I think you need to take one. Cause you's a fake one. Phony, you counterfeit. Call me a hater, but it's only on account of this. The truth. And you a liar, liar, pants on fire. Said you win the rap biz, but you sound retired. I mean, you sound retarded. In fact, special ed call. They want their rhymes back. And Dr. Seuss said he want his rhymes back. And Mother Goose said she want her rhymes back. Stand back, Nick. You never stood a chance fucking with a classic.
All right, so for yeah, I mean, you know, these for a non-professional dude, just
sure,
definitely would, you know, beat the average person.
Way better than anything I could ever do in a million.
For
years.
Sure. Okay, so now Nick, who says you can see, by the way, you can see fear in his
it's
eyes.
So good
on this shot that I just framed.
Like, he's terrified.
Yeah, he's terrified.
Can you describe Nick's attire quickly, though?
Nick is 40, and he's wearing a hat turned to the side, a sleeveless leather vest, multiple. Medallions, rings, and whatnot on his fingers and wrists that look like biker kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's a look. It's definitely a specific look. I am shaking with anticipation because I cannot wait to hear his response. Uh-huh. So he is going to respond. Here we go.
You need practice.
Oh, not even, okay.
Maybe a little
still
flatness.
Going.
Oh. With all your whackness.
Ooh.
That's it.
He dropped the mic. Come back. It's not over. That was a good round.
Wow, he's pretty good, man.
We're going to pass the mic to Nick. Let's see what he got.
It's getting like fucking dramatic in here, man.
That's Bryce.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
Oh, my God.
I called you out here for a reason. To show all these people you're stupider than how stupid you think religion is. Acting like a desperate politician practicing bad politics. You should be voting for me instead of standing there like you have any business. I made you rich. And yes, you only made this group because you're blackish.
Oh, no.
You should get those teeth fixed and some of those moles checked. I'm sorry you called me out, you cough, but you picked the wrong motherfucking person to piss off. You don't know talent rap, you're not a rapper, you're too soft. And after you lose this, I think we should fight next.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna drop this mic off.
Oh, okay. All right, it just got a little spicy in here. Come back up here.
He's so angry.
We're gonna see who the winner is. Once I say a name, I need everybody on the sound of my voice to make some noise for the person who they think is the winner. So who thinks my man Ben is the winner?
It's pretty loud.
Yeah.
All right. Now we got my man Nick. Let's hear some noise. I think we have a winner, y'all. The winner is Ben!
Yeah, he smoked him, though. It's not even close. That was so bad. That was so, so bad. It was uncomfortable. It was depressing.
So good.
He's so awful at it. That's the thing is, he's not even on the cusp. It's horrendous. It's as bad as it gets.
And the thing is, I don't... Like, it's good to try things, but I think to say, like, I'm a rapper, but you don't practice.
Yeah.
And you don't actually do the work to become a good rapper. It's like, what are you doing? It's like me saying I'm a DJ.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't do the work like you do of being a DJ.
Right. You can't. I know, but that's why.
I can't scratch.
You've never challenged me to a scratch-off.
Right.
Yeah, but that would be silly because I would.
Right.
I would embarrass you.
Right.
You don't want to be embarrassed, do you?
No, exactly.
Does he admit that he's a piece of shit after this or not?
I don't remember.
Good battle, man. Good battle. Come on. I'll buy you a drink. Come on.
Just remember, Nick Hawk challenged me to a rap battle. I didn't ask for a rap battle. I didn't want a rap battle.
Hilarious.
Nick Hawk
challenge me.
He is just on fire.
Let's not forget that.
See it. Yeah. Brewing.
Cheers. Yeah. Cheers.
All right.
Cheers.
To Vin.
The rap battle wasn't flattering, but it's not even mattering. I did it to stop the chattering. There's a lot more I could bring. And that's all that does matter. Remember, Nick Hawk does not suck at being a rapper.
To Nick, to a good battle.
To a good
battle.
That's a good battle.
There you go.
The music of the youth these days is just insane.
The youth.
How much do you like Vin now? I like Vin so much.
Oh, yeah.
And he was gracious. He was too. He was really nice about winning.
Yeah, he's like, let me buy you a drink.
Yeah, he was
You're awful, and I just crushed all your dreams. Yeah. But, you know, people... Now, Nick is too dense to see through this, but actually people like that are good in your life.
Yeah.
If you're trying to go down a path and it's not really worth going down because you're really bad at it, and especially if you don't check yourself, you don't admit that...
Well,
maybe it's a
again,
hobby or a dream.
Yeah, I think if Nick were to put forth the effort required of becoming a rapper...
No, he'd be terrible. He'd be terrible.
But he's terrible. You'd be like, well, he's really trying.
At least you'd give him credit for his trying more, but he's really awful.
He's terrible.
He's absolute dog shit. He's the worst.
You're an aficionado of rap.
He is so fucking bad.
Like, there's no hope
You know
for
what
him?
He reminds me of? Fifth grade me.
Right.
When I was in fifth grade and I bought my Run DMC tapes and my Fat Boys tapes and my Kane tapes, and then I was like, I love the way these guys rhyme their words.
Yeah.
I would write down things like, I'm going to teach you a lesson. There's no stressing. Come on, guessing, no more messing. That's exactly how this 40-year-old man thinks, like a 10-year-old kid from the suburbs.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Well, I feel like you should always play to your strengths. And Nick is great at...
Hoeing. He's a great hoe.
He's a hoe. He flexes. He's very fit.
Yes.
He works out all the time.
He's great at getting tatted up.
Yeah. Like, that's that guy's lane.
Yeah.
Just stay in your lane.
It's so fucking embarrassing to listen to him.
So embarrassing.
Dog shit.
I'm so glad that you got to see that.
Yeah.
I've been sitting on that one for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's so embarrassing.
Holy shit. I have to be somewhere tomorrow at 8:45 in the morning.
What?
I have press tomorrow.
That's terrible.
Fuck me. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Oh, what time are you going to be back, though?
What time am I going to be back?
From that.
It's over at 10.
Okay. Because I have a thing at 11:30, remember.
Okay. I'll be back by then. Okay. I'll split out of there fast. Okay. So, anyways, that just came on my screen right now.
Cool.
I had no idea. Jeans.
What?
Nothing. Nothing.
All right. Well, what's up, Jeans?
Not much, man. What else you got? You got anything else?
No, not really. I feel like we covered so much. We came back.
Yeah, we came back.
We got to go home. Our baby Jeans is with the nanny.
Yeah, we got to go see the babies.
My tits are leaking already.
Yep.
I gotta go pump these
Hitler.
Tits. Hey, Hitler.
Hey, Hitler.
It's so weird. Weirdo.
All right. I'm so glad we're back. We're
Me
doing
too.
This. I'm gonna post this tomorrow, but I'll try to add something to it. I'm gonna tag something on at the end. I'm gonna try to.
Okay.
Anything else you need to say, Jeans?
Hey, Hitler. No, I'm glad I'm back. I'm glad that I am. Human being again, back to being a normal person almost, and I missed being me, because you really get out of yourself when you're pregnant.
It's something, right?
You're like possessed by a demon for a while.
You're back.
I'm back in actions.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love
Thanks
you guys.
For listening.
Thank you guys. YourMom'sHousePodcast.com as always, and we'll see you soon. Oh, don't forget the special Friday. We love you. Bye, guys.